Now, in 2016, the Guardian newspaper obtained over 2,000 leaked documents, which shocked Australians about the extent of the mistreatment of asylum seekers detained on the remote Pacific island of Nauru. Now, while the revelations of human rights abuses hit the headlines and provoked much discussion, its impact subsided due to the asylum seekers being isolated from the very public in whose name the punitive policies actually enacted. To attempt to retell these human stories, curator Ariel Gamble has approached a range of Australia's finest visual artists to produce the exhibition All We Can't See. And she's currently on the line to talk about the exhibition, which is on at Yellow House Gallery in Potts Point. Welcome to the show, Ariel.
Hello, thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you for joining us here at 2OCR. Now, the Nauru Files, it was only not even 2 years ago that all these leaked documents came out, and there was obviously a lot of uproar at the time, but it seems to have really subsided, and people have maybe even forgotten what was in those files and some of the details that were in them. Can you tell us a bit about what your feelings were when you saw those files and how it translated into this show?
Sure. Well, when I read the files, I was really distressed. First, you hear about them and you know that they're really bad, and then you read them and you realize what really bad really means. There's stories of kids cutting themselves with razor blades, people swallowing bleach, men stitching their lips together, sexual assaults and rapes on women. There's stories no one should have to tell. And once you read them, you can't forget about them because they're actually happening in our name, in the name of the Australian people. Mm. So I come from a background in book design, and with my friend Daniel New, who's another book designer, we sort of put together a brief, like, how do we engage more people in reading these stories? Because we believe that Australians are at heart decent, compassionate people. And then if people did read these stories, you know, they make up their own minds what to do with them, but we think most people would agree that this isn't who we want to be. This isn't how we see each other, ourselves as a nation. And so we devised a bit of a brief where we would designate one file to one artist and keep that happening to individualise and humanise the stories within them and offer people in this very visual world we live in another access point to reading and engaging with the files.
And that's right. The way that you've done this exhibition is you've got a textual description of each incident from the Nauru files next to the artwork that it's related to.
Yeah. So as you walk through the show, you're seeing these incredible artworks created by some of our nation's finest artists, and then there's the story. We had a lady walk through the gallery today and come up to our desk in tears. Everybody leaves looking like they need a cup of tea and a hug. Yeah. They're very affecting stories. Yeah, it's been quite a thing to put on and to ask people to engage, and we're glad that so many people are coming and really reading each story and really feeling the weight of what this means for us as Australians.
Yeah, and it is obviously a very heavy subject, and we do have to own this as Australia. Unfortunately, these things are happening, and we have to do what we can to make them known, but also try and fight against them. I think you've done your way of doing this is going to be very powerful, and people might actually see these images, read these stories, and really connect and go, we've got to do something more about this.
Yeah, we sure hope so. I think, you know, we have access to these stories. We've had access to them for a while, but at this point, to not inform ourselves about what's happening in our name becomes willful ignorance. You know, we need to really hold ourselves to account. And we think that we hope that this project will be, you know, one driver in making that happen.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you've got a heap of artists involved in this and amazing names as well. Abdul Abdullah, Judith Wright, Pia Johnson. Just too many names. Ben Quilty. When approaching these people and asking them to be involved, were they just straight away on board?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's so many people out there who are so upset about what's happening in our name.
Yeah.
And, you know, each artist basically said yes straight away because they had a chance to help in whatever way they could. You know, how could they not?
Is there any sort of artist out there that, you know, particularly you think resonate with you personally that you are particularly impressed with?
In terms of, I mean, every work created for the show was such a powerful exercise in empathy.
Yeah.
You know, and each artist really spent time with the stories. It's not an easy thing to go through the 2,000 leaks files and say, okay, I'm going to choose to illustrate a story of for example, a woman who's been sexually assaulted and found walking naked on a beach in the moonlight. I'm going to choose to illustrate the story of a young boy who has sewn a heart into his hand and doesn't know why. So I'm just so impressed with everybody's leveling of engagement, and you know, their responses are as varied expressions of humanity as the stories within the files. And I just think they've all done the most incredible works, and have all just done it to try and stand in solidarity with the people on Nauru and Manus Island.
Yeah, and there's been some really interesting, I guess, approaches to how these have been illustrated. Some people have focused
Absolutely.
On maybe the external aspects of the environment, or they've adopted a more surreal approach. But
yeah.
I think some of them will make you look and look closer and try and interpret what they're what they're saying as well. Sometimes, obviously, it's more obvious what they're saying, but other times you'd really look at it and you have to sort of, you know, read the story, look at the photo, and then try and build those images in your mind.
The incredible artist Janet Lawrence created a work which is a floating bubble of desperate people seen from Goya in the middle of a sea stained blood red. And the title of that work is Flotsam, Worthless and Discarded Things. And I just think, you know, that's one expression. And it's actually in response to a story about a group of 30 people who've decided that they're going to try and organise a mass suicide on the island. These are really, really hard, awful stories, and I think each artist's response is fascinating and necessary. And
now, I know what you mean.
Sorry, you run out of words.
sure.
At a certain point, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I believe all the proceeds from this exhibition, such as any art sales, will be donated to Human Rights Watch.
All the artists have been very generous
and
are choosing to donate proceeds to Human Rights Watch to continue their very important work.
Yeah, and there's going to be a panel discussion, which is very exciting, on the last day, or second last day of the exhibition, on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
The last
Saturday
day.
Is our last day.
Yep.
And we've got an incredible panel of guests. So it'll be moderated by Ben Doherty, the immigration reporter for The Guardian. We have Janet Lawrence. We have Penny Byrne, both artists in the show. And then we have Khan Kwang, who is a professor of international law and has ties to the Kaurau Centre for Refugee Law. So it's going to be a very interesting turnout at three. We think there'll be some really interesting discussion. Yeah,
I think
so. We hope everybody can make it.
2:30 down at Yellow House Gallery, Maclay Street in Potts Point. Maybe Peter Dutton will come along, eh?
Oh, we hope so.
I mean,
truly, we hope so.
No, seriously. I mean, if he walked into the gallery, I mean, I think you couldn't help but be affected.
Yeah, I think
by it.
I want anybody to come. I invite them to come as another human to witness human stories. Yeah.
Indeed. All right. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on this achievement. It's obviously it's a huge thing to do, and a very
thank you.
Obviously, very hard to do, and have to sort of.
Well,
be involved
we hope
in
that
as well.
We hope that everybody will get involved. We have a website called allwecan'tsee.com, which encourages the public to go to our site, choose a file to respond to, create their own artwork in response, and keep these stories being spread far and wide.
Fantastic. Allwecan'tsee.com. It says Artworks in Progress 71.
Yeah, and we've had it up for like a week.
That's awesome. And you can go on there, you can see some of these artworks that people have created. And about the events. So there might be some more things, some more exhibitions coming up as well?
We hope so. We're still sort of finding our feet in all this, but we definitely want to keep this going and keep speaking out about it.
Okay. Well, good luck with it all and well done. And hopefully Saturday goes well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
That was Ariel Gamble. She's the curator of this exhibition. It's on down at the Yellow House Gallery. All We Can't See. We'll pop up a link on our podcast to that website. But I guess suggest getting down there. There's only a few days of it to go, but it looks very, very powerful indeed.